Blog Talk Radio.
Wake up and smile, cause it's been a while. It's been like a whole day since I stopped so you could hold me. This child awake, strong in the face. But you are the refuge that I can't wait to get to. Cause I can't let it stay go. Can't let it stay go by without thanking you for the joy that you bring to my life. And oh, there's something about the way you sunshine on my face. It's a love so true I can never.
Yes, yes, yes. It's a beautiful day. Praise the Lord. Thank you for joining. This is Lachelle, and thank you for joining the Street Love Begins With You radio broadcast. My name is Lachelle, and you can call me Sister Shelley. Again, my assignment is to partner with churches who share a common desire to show God's compassion to all via the free lunch and prayer street outreach. This is based on 2 Samuel 9 and 3. And what that means is that I partner with churches that don't have an outreach program, and I bring an outreach program to their church. So the church provides the location and the volunteers, and then I come in with my ministry group, and I effectively show them how to pray, how to minister on the streets. I bring the lunches, the Bibles, and I do the marketing. So together, we go and witness to each and every person that comes across to the free lunch and prayer event. And then when we're not there, the people associate the love that they receive, they associate the prayer that they receive with that church. And they'll say, hey, I'm going to come back to that church. And that pastor and that church family will be there to minister to their needs. Glory to God. So that's the goal and that's the purpose of what God put on my heart to do. And now I'm on the radio to continue that, but we're calling it Street Love. And together we're going to come up with different ways to show how we can do street love in our daily walk. Right now, for the month of November, we are talking about our family's daily prayer. So we're going to get started in just a moment, but let's go ahead and start off with prayer. Heavenly Father, we honor you today and always for being such a good Father. We ask that you bless this 15 minutes of power with a message directly designed for the hearer. May it be all of you and none of me. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, my strength and my redeemer. In Jesus' name I pray and we all say, amen. Now, at any time, you can go to my website and get some more information about me and what we're doing at the freelunchandprayer.org. Okay, so last week we talked about, we basically addressed the family prayer basics, teach your children to pray, the importance of prayer, and why pray as a family. Today, we're going to break the prayer down. Hallelujah. So let's go ahead and start off by praying the prayer together. And just go ahead and take a moment. Go get your family. Tell them to come around for just a moment. I'm just going to give you 15 minutes. So if you can just ask them to come and sit around with you. And let's go through this together and let them know that, hey, this is what I want to do as a family. I want us praying together. And I want you all to listen to this lady. She's talking about prayer. And, you know, let's begin to do something that can really impact your home and your family and for generations to come. When you start praying together, you're praying and sharing something that can help them for generations to come, because they'll learn the prayer and they'll teach it to their children and their children's children, so on and so on. Glory to God. It's another way to leave a good inheritance to your children as well. Praise the Lord. Okay, so let's read the prayer or say the prayer behind me. This is the day that the Lord hath made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Thank you, Father, for making it possible we could rise to another day. Guide and direct us in everything we do. Plead the blood of Jesus over and name each family member to bind us all from evil. Keep us safe in our schools, our jobs, our homes, our churches, and as we're traveling to and from our destinations. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. That's our family's daily prayer. Now let's obtain a basic understanding of the meaning or power behind each passage of the prayer. So we start with praise. Psalms 118:24 says, "This is the day that the Lord hath made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it." So the first part of our family's daily prayer is the praise section. It acknowledges him as supreme authority over our lives. He deserves all of the praise, all the glory, and all the honor all of the time. So we should begin each day praising the Lord. It's the right way to begin your day, and it's also a great way to begin any prayer. The Bible tells us in Psalms 34 and 1, "Bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth." So we then follow praise with thanksgiving. Thank you, Father, for making it possible we could rise to another day. We should never miss an opportunity to thank the Lord for everything he has done and everything he is going to do for us. We must thank him for being in our lives and for our Savior, Jesus, and especially for the blood of Jesus. The Bible says in Psalms 118:1, "Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, because his mercy endureth forever." Now take a moment to meditate on all the things God has done for you. As a family or group of believers, you can state out loud what you're thankful for. I'm going to start off by saying I'm thankful for you, my listeners. I'm thankful for this opportunity to be on the radio. This is a new season for me, and I'm excited about it, and I'm just glorifying God for this moment. Another thing I'd like to share is I read in a book about Smith Wigglesworth. He started off his day, like for the first 5 to 15 minutes, he would just jump up and down and praise the Lord. And so I just tried to do something similar to that, and I just get up and I do this. I say, "I get to praise him. I get to thank him. I get to tell the whole world about him. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah." That's how I start my day. I praise and thank him, and I say those 3 chants, and I'm just so grateful for that. And what I'm doing right now, I get to tell the whole world about him. All right, so let's get back to the prayer. Glory to God. The next part is guide and direct us in everything we do. God created you and me, so it is only appropriate that we would pray to our Creator for guidance and direction. The Bible tells us in Proverbs 3:6, "In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he will direct thy path." The next section, well, let me just go ahead and say this. When we pray to God for guidance and direction, we are acknowledging him in our jobs, in our schools, in our churches, in every aspect of our lives. And that's the way we should start our day, by acknowledging him and coming to him and saying, "Lord, guide and direct my steps. Tell me what we're going to do." And when you come together as a family doing that, just major blessings are going to come to you all. Glory to God. The next section says, "Plead the blood of Jesus over," and then you say your family names, "to bind us all from evil." Now, this part of the prayer is asking for and binding on this earth healing and protection from all evil. Through the shedding of Jesus' blood, his act of love toward us, we are able to plead the blood of Jesus over any situation or request. The Bible tells us in Romans 3:25, whom God has set forth to be a propitiation through faith in his blood, to declare his righteousness for the remission of sins that are past through the forbearance of God. Isaiah 43:25 says, put me in remembrance. Let us plead together. Declare thou that thou mayest be justified. Ephesians 1:7 says, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of his grace. Last scripture, Matthew 16:19 says, what we bind on earth will be bound in heaven. All of these words, plead, blood of Jesus, and bind, they cover us with the blessings God has promised. Glory to God. So we finish it by pleading the blood, and we thank him. Glory to God. We end it by just saying, keep us safe in our schools, our jobs, our homes, our churches, and as we're traveling to and from our destination. So, Father God, we thank you that we've had this 15 minutes of prayer, this power time. I ask you, Father God, to bless all those who chimed in today. I pray that they'll not just be hearers of your word, in Jesus' name. Now, if you all would like to continue to assist me and continue to help me to take Street Love message to a church near you, you can invite me to come to your church to bring the free lunch and prayer street outreach to your church, or if you'd like to donate, we ask you to prayerfully consider sending $5, or if you'd like a special guest to come to your next event, I'd be more than willing to do so if you prayerfully consider it. You can contact or donate at freelunchandprayer.org. Again, I thank you so much for listening and not just being a hearer of God's word. And remember, street love begins with you. God bless you. I hope you have a wonderful rest of the week. In Jesus' name, amen.